Hello, this is John speaking.
John, this is Rick with Hensco Contractors.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Good, good. You look cold earlier. I guess I must have missed your call.
All right, yeah, no problem. Give me one second here. I'm going to pull up the account really quick here. How's things going with you, though? Everything well?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Your number's from Burnsville.
No, I'm like right by Hershey, about like 35 minutes away from there, by Mount Carmel area.
How come the number says Burnsville when it comes up?
Actually, when
it's
they
new,
make
it's
calls
a new
out.
Number.
Yeah, so with our company, we make so many calls, it's unreal. So what they do to save money is they do a voice over internet phone. But when you do join the family, we give you an exact number here to contact anybody with extensions. It's voice activated for everything.
Okay. Right.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Yep. So Rick, yeah, I was giving you a call regarding on, you know, getting your business up on the first page of Google and everything like that. Is that still something you're interested in doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome, man. So very first thing is, let me pull up a few things here. Before we get started on anything, though, did you have any questions on anything so I can answer for you?
I think you've answered pretty much everything that, you know, we had a conversation before that I had some questions about. I think you've pretty much covered everything. And I have the email you sent me, too, so.
All right, perfect. Yeah, you have
I
everything
think I'm
on
okay.
paper.
Now, as far as, like, areas, what kind of, like, area, I mean, is it, like, zip code specific? Is it like a radius of a certain thing? How does that whole area thing work?
Yeah, so it comes with a 50-mile radius, okay? I'm sorry, not 50-mile, 100-mile radius. And so within that 100 miles...
100-mile radius.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you could be traveling
is,
2 hours...
Which is a lot of area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you don't have to use all 100 miles. I mean, you could actually just narrow things down to specific counties and zip codes, cities. I mean, we're very flexible in making that happen. And customers don't have to know your business name. If they say or type in on either Google or a computer, tablet, phones, even Voice Alexa, any of the services that you provide, your business will be top recommended there on Google, along with also the other local directories in their areas. So like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and all that. Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, the package that we have available for you is not just getting on the organic listing on the local map section, but it's also above that too. So it'll be as an ad as well too. So the more, I mean, you know, it's marketing 101, right? The more they see your name, the more likelihood of them to think to call you first when they need you. So that's what we
right.
have going for you. And that's included in your package. So it's not additional fees or anything like that. And just to protect you as well, Rick, I want to make sure that we set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll ask that security question because we'll never ask for more money or anything like that. This is a set rate month to month for you. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so Rick, is that a short for anything or is it just R-I-C-K?
Well, it's Richard.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Richard. And Rick, do you prefer Rick though? I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't mind Rick.
All right, perfect. I'm assuming the last name is Scott, S-C-O-T-T?
Correct.
Okay. And I have two phone numbers for you here. I have one phone number ending with the 7158 and then another number ending with the 2495. Which one would you like us to reach out to?
The 2495, the 908 number. That's my cell number. That's my business.
Okay.
All my business is done by that number. Yeah.
Okay. And then, did you want the customers then to reach out to that same phone number or to a different number, though?
No, that same number.
Same number. Okay, perfect. So I'm just gonna take off the other number I had in there and just place
it
there.
Yeah, that's my home number, office number that nobody calls that number. Okay. Nobody has that number.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna take that out completely then. Now, Scott, I'm going by last name here now. I'm sorry. I'm very formal when it comes to that.
People do that. So, people do that all the time.
Yeah. So, Rick, for Google's sake here, I want to make sure we're not getting flagged for anything. We do everything by the book. So I have the business name as Hensco Contractors. Is there an LLC or .inc or anything like that?
It's LLP.
LLP. Okay, perfect. And then Now, Google may send a postcard in the mail to you, and they have to have a physical address for the account. It does not mean you have to post it on Google for everyone to see, but it's just one of the rules that they have to have, okay? What is the business address that we can use just in case if they do send that postcard instead?
Okay, the business address is this. It's 1810
okay.
Canal Lane, Box 71.
Oh, is it a P.O. Box?
No, just Box 71.
Okay, okay, just Box 71. Okay, okay, just making sure. All right.
Perfect. And then, the town is Upper Black Eddy. Three words. Upper
yep.
Black Eddy. E-D-D-Y.
Yes, sir. Is that 18972 for the zip code?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, I want to make sure that we have our team introduce themselves to you, make sure that you're feeling comfortable with the people that are going to be working with you, and also go over anything far as website, because I did promise you that. I didn't forget my stuff, okay? Far
mm-hmm.
as website, we want to make sure the ads are looking tailored to your company. We don't want to just throw anything out there. We want to make sure it's tailored to you so that way you're capturing the customers that you really do want to spend your time with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're closed on weekends. So on Monday, do you have an hour availability for them?
Monday. Where am I going to be Monday? I do. I don't know exactly what time. I'm going to be down in Camden Monday. And I should be back. I should be done like around noon, but I don't know for sure. So I would say somewhere around 2 o'clock might be safe.
2 o'clock. Okay. So let me look at this schedule here, see what we got going on here. That actually works out perfect. Okay. So let me know when you're ready. Or actually you have the number. I believe you called the 877 number, right?
I called the number that came from, hold on, the number, okay, you gave me another number, it's on the thing here, right?
Yes.
It said 7635-6225, extension 3736.
Yep. Perfect. Okay, that number without the extension is a phone number that we'll be calling from here on, okay? Unless I'm calling out just to make sure things are good with you, which I like to do time to time just to make sure everything's running well. But
okay.
That's the phone number. Save that number as local splash. It is voice activated. And you can say billing, you can say Google Ads, whatever the case may be, website. There'll always be a team available for you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite through email. So that way you also have, I think you have my email as well too. So, but just in case, I want to make sure you have my email in there and all you need to do is just hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay?
Okay.
Let me know once you got it, though, and I'm going to put a reminder for them as well.
Oh, you're sending it, like, right now?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I got it. Okay. Da-da-da-da. Wait a minute. I'm not saying I'm not having some time yet. Okay. Monday, September 2 to 3.
Yep. If for any reason that it gets too long or something comes up, you're going to get sick and tired of me saying this all the time, but throughout the call, please just communicate with our guys. If you want this to go the best way and bring you the max results that you're looking for, communication is key. All right. I can't stress that enough. They're more than happy to just accommodate for, you know, setting it up a different day or, you know, picking it up at a different time, things like
right.
that. So, yeah, our team is they work with you. Okay. They want to make sure you're doing well. So let me put that
right
here. Okay. Now this part's also for Google. So far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7. What are you thinking?
Monday through Friday. Because I, you know, did some of these leads things and they get calls all the time. You know, now Monday through Friday, like, I would say, what's a good time? I mean, 8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay. And again, if you need to change that, just let us know. I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
If you're paying for it, for the service for people to do this type of stuff for you, utilize them. All right.
Right.
And
so any of the changes that I want to make, I have to have someone call and do it. There's nothing I can change on like a portal or nothing, right? You guys have to do everything. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you'll have a dashboard, we call it. It's a fully customizable tracking system where you can do things yourself, too. But like I said, I mean, if you want to have your hands on and do it, by all means, you can. If not, have our team do it, you know. It's just
And I think I know I asked you this before about shutting it off or pausing it at any period of time.
Yes.
What is that? Is that, again, I got a call to do that?
That you would, yes. Call customer support, that 877 number. Yep, and they'll be able to do that for you. Yes, sir.
Okay, but they're not open on weekends.
Not on weekends, no.
Okay, so it's just so Monday through Friday. What time do they open?
10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Customer support, 8 to 7. Okay.
10 to 7. 10 to 7. Yeah.
Oh, 10 to 7.
You got it. Yes, sir. Because they're running off of PST time in California. Now you're not going to be working with anyone out of the country or anything like that. So again, that's why we're going to set up that security question and answer stuff, so that way you're not falling into those traps. Unfortunately, there are people out there like that.
Yes.
All right. And Rick, now, as far as your service radius, is there specific areas that we can focus on that you can think that can come to mind?
Well, the area that we're in a lot, and if I don't know how familiar you are with the area or if you have a map or anything else, we're in the Flemington, Somerville, Bridgewater area a lot. That's me, you know, if you're going to say, you know, you're going by a radius, which is tough because there's some areas without, I mean, first of all, radius, 100-mile radius puts us into Allentown, Pennsylvania, which we don't go into Pennsylvania. We don't go into Pennsylvania. We're not licensed in Pennsylvania. And then pretty much probably 100-mile radius probably takes us to New York, too.
It will. You have more than enough radius on this. I mean, I don't have to put it. I just want to make sure you're well protected on, let's say in the future, you're ready to spread your wings, things like that. At least you'll have that included in your package already. All you need to do is just tell us. Okay. So that's
the important. So if I were to name specific areas, towns, I don't know what the zip codes are or anything, but we're counties, because the counties are huge, would be like Flemington, Bridgewater, Raritan.
Okay.
What's right next to Bridgewater? My sister lived there too. I can't even think of the name of the town. I'll skip that. Ringo's, Lambertville, you know, that whole area from like Flemington West, you know, Clinton, even like Washington up that area. Not too much further than that though, but that's, you know, we would go up there for the right thing. If you go in north from Bridgewater, Branchburg, that's the one, that's my saying. Thank God. Going north from there, we would go, you know, Burnersville, Basking Ridge, Morristown. We probably wouldn't go too much further than Morristown. PPAC, that whole area in there. Going east, we would certainly go to, or even like if you're going east and circling, Chatham, Madison, Summit, what's that town?
And how about, I know I put you on the spot, man. Our team, when they talk to you on Monday, they'll go over this again, because I know my spelling is always horrible. They know it too, so
okay.
They'll make sure to go over that and put it in perspective.
New Providence.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Providence.
But when you start going south from there, like going down, like where you're heading more toward Piscataway and those areas, New Brunswick and stuff like that, that's going down 287, and that's a friggin' nightmare. So we kind of avoid that whole area. But then due south of like Bridgewater, like Hillsborough, Neshannock, Princeton.
Yeah.
you know, Rocky Hill, that area, about as far south as Princeton. It's just that area is like a half a pie from like Princeton to like Route 22. That section. That's
yes,
just
sir.
It's just, you know.
Okay. I have all this in here as of right now for that part. I am going to put in parentheses just to double check with you when they talk to you on Monday as well, just in case if there's other areas that we may feel that might be even beneficial to you and go over that with you. We're never going to just do things on our own, okay? That way we're not playing, you know, catch up and trying to fix things. We
want
to make sure they're right the first time. Okay. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you do check, Zelle, or anything like that?
Check. Cash, check. We don't do any
Electronic stuff.
No.
Okay, got it.
Cash, check. We don't do credit cards or anything like that, you know.
Gotcha. No worries. And then also, I already put the notes in here as far as the website included in your package. Now, my question for you, though, on that is, do you own, like, a domain, possibly, or no? Because if not, we'll buy one for you. That's perfectly fine. But
you know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think that maybe years ago we did, but I don't know. I'm not positive.
Okay, that's okay. I'll put no for now. If you find it or anything like that, again, just let them know. It's like, hey, listen, actually, I do have a domain I would like to use, and they'll use that. Okay.
Right. I mean, if it did, it would be Hensco Contractors.
Right. I'm pretty sure.
We would have used, you know.
Yes, sir. I would suspect, man. You know, I hope so.
Yeah.
Now, far as the next part, I have to ask. Okay, I'm pretty sure I already know the answer. But your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I have to ask. And then also...
Do they need a license number, too? They might.
So,
for a website or something?
Great question. So Google has been very strict on their policies, very strict about getting any business up on Google for their customer's sake, right? So what they do is sometimes they'll send a postcard to you. Sometimes they'll ask through email saying, hey, listen, we want a picture of a tool that you use, a vehicle, maybe a license. Now, normally, if you did that on your own, it could take months. I even have a friend that tries just to see how long it would take for him to get a hold of somebody. It took him 6 months, okay? No lie.
Right.
Now, because we're premier partners with them, we're able to expedite things, process things quicker. But we also know exactly what things they would ask for if they did. The more you have, the better. But you don't have to do all of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. You don't have to do this right now, okay? But it's just what they possibly could be asking for as to get verified, okay? So I want to make sure we're expediting that process a lot more smoother for you. So,
sure. Now, you said – you mentioned sending a postcard.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Is that something that has to be – okay, so if they send a postcard, is that something that needs to be replied to, like, right away?
I would.
The reason I'm asking is because
talk to me. What's going on?
So our mailing address is a property that my partner owns that is right next door to where he used to live. Now, he has moved since then, but we didn't change the address because he's still in that neighborhood once. But he doesn't check the mail like every day.
Okay.
He checks the mail like maybe once a week.
Okay. Well, no, that's okay. I mean, if they did send a postcard, it usually takes like... 5 to 7 business days anyway. So, I think that might be.
I'm wondering if it might be better just to send it to my address.
I see your point. I don't want to mess around with that.
Because no one else is going to see that address.
Correct. And I'm putting notes in there to make
like,
sure
it's
not
like,
see it.
Right.
I'll change that then because I don't want you missing out on that and then having the headache of that because without that process, nothing's possible, honestly. So I want to make sure I take that seriously. So hold on, let me make sure these do not show physical address. I'm putting big things here. All right. So what is the address that I'm going to put in here for them to sub if they send that postcard to you, though?
My home address is 299 Gould, G-O-U-L-D, Development Road.
Get out of here, is it really?
Yeah. And it's funny because when you tell someone that, it tells someone the address, they think of, oh, it's a development, you know, it's like it's, you know, a street with
house.
But it's actually like a dead end road that winds down through a valley over a creek, and then it's all woods on both sides, and there's just like these couple of dirt roads that go down off the side with houses on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Now, just make sure, because
that's Stroudsburg. That's Stroudsburg.
Oh.
Stroudsburg, PA.
Why is this not auto-populating for me? 299 Gould Development Road. What the heck?
Gould. G-O-U-L-D. Not Gold. Not G-O-U-L-D.
Oh, G-O-U. That's why.
G-O-U-L-D.
Yep, there we go. Perfect. Thank you for that. Yep. Told you my spelling is way crazy. All right. All right. 18-35-3. 18-360. Oh. 18-360.
Zero.
That's different. Okay, let me make sure it stays like that. Okay. Yeah, so our system will auto-populate something in there, so I'm glad we got this all taken.
Yeah, it's weird because it's got a Stroudsburg mailing address, but we're actually not in Stroudsburg. We're actually in Chestnut Hill Township, which is Salesburg, which is
18-353
or whatever the hell it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's
fine. Yeah, it's weird.
Okay. Just to make things tricky for me, no worries. All right.
Yeah.
And so now, as far as your keywords that you want to be found for, all right, I want to make sure I list as much as possible. You have up to 100 keywords and phrases here, okay? So I'm pretty sure you're not going to reach the max there. But name a few things out here. I mean, you can always add and take away and things like that in the future. But I just want to make sure our team gets this stuff sent to them today. That way, when they talk to you on Monday, they're not starting from scratch. They know exactly how to help you and what to do from there.
Okay.
So
anything kitchen,
yeah.
Kitchen remodel, full kitchen renovation, custom kitchens, and the same thing with bathrooms, you know, full bathroom renovations, full bathroom remodels, what, you know, anything that involves that,
okay.
Home offices, finished basements. What else would fit into that category? Full home remodels. You know,
okay.
We've done stuff like that for, like, you know, a full house or, you know, the whole floor or whatever.
Jeez.
You know, full home renovation, full home, yeah.
Nice. Okay. And I'm going to put in parentheses. You may want to add more that way in case, I know I put you on the spot here. So, you know, on Monday, if you want to add some, write some down and let them know, they'll put it in there for you. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're all set with this so far. Let me make sure. Looks good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process this right now. Send it over. The next part, I want to make sure you're protected. As promised, I'm going to put the pricing in there. I'm going to make sure I verify you in the beginning, obviously. I'm going to ask a few questions. Try to answer as clear as possible. If you have questions or concerns by any means, Rick, just let me know. Stop me in my tracks. I'd be happy to answer for you. But I also want to make sure that you see that 877 number I gave you. I'm going to go over that in their recording, because if you did decide to part ways in the future, okay, knock on wood, but if you did decide to do that, there's no cancellation fees, and I tell you how to do that in there as well, too. Okay. So.
Okay, now I just want to make sure that, you know, because I think I've had this conversation, you know, that's why I was a little leery and stuff like that, because, you know, I've done all kinds of stuff with this before, and, you know, nothing's ever really worked out, this is a month thing, and it's not going to be re-upped unless I call and re-upped it, right? It's not going to be automatically redone for every month unless I...
It's a month-to-month subscription. Right? Subscription. It is. So it's a month-to-month subscription.
Right. But do I have to call and cancel, or is it going to be, because you automatically do it, or do I have to call at the end of the month to say, okay, yes, I'm going to continue for another month?
So, yeah, I'll just explain it before I do the recording part in here as well. Yeah, so automatically take out. So let's say today is the 22nd, right? Every month on the 22nd, it'll be the 449 month-to-month, right? Unless you decide to call and you're like, hey, John, this is not for me, or whatever the case may be, or you want to put it on pause or things like that, Just call that 877 number, like, at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. You'll hear me say that again.
Okay, got it. Okay, so, okay.
Yeah. So, it is, there's no contracts on this, man. And honestly, there is a way to do that if you wanted to help save money in the future. I just wanted to make sure, from what we discussed, being you being burned so many times, I wanted to make sure we earn your trust and earn your business first. And if you decide to say, hey, listen, this is doing really well, is there other ways to save money doing the same package? I have that saved already available for you. I like to be proactive than reactive, man. So I got you, partner.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and hit record on here, and I'm going to start firing away. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hensco Contractors, LLP.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Rick Scott, co-owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to pause for there. So, Rick, just like we talked about previously here, I'm going to make sure we set up that security question and everything. We will never give your answer out to that security question. We will only ask the security question, okay? And we'll only pretty much be calling from that 877 number. So I want to make sure you're protected on that, okay? No falling for traps out there. So I'm going to continue.
Okay, yeah.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on September 22nd in the non-refundable amount of only $449. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 22nd of every month in the same amount of $449. Okay, so it's recurring payments. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure I put everything up in there for you, okay? So this next part, we're almost done here. So far as your security question, you can make up any answer you want. You have 3 choices, though, far as what we would ask. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name. I would say mother's maiden name.
Okay. And remember, this answer will never change, so I just want to make sure you don't forget it. Okay, don't want to lock you out of your own account.
Right.
What would the answer be?
Hill. H-I-L-L.
All right, perfect. Okay, so I'm putting this in. So again, if I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash, if they don't know what you're talking about as far as what your security question is, hang up the phone and call that 877 number, okay?
Okay. So if anyone calls, I should ask, or they can ask me.
They will ask you. Yep. So let's say on Monday, if I'm calling in with them, of course we'll say hello and things like that. But before we go into any further detail, we'll ask that security question. Yeah.
Okay. So if someone calls and doesn't ask that security question, then it's okay.
It's a red flag. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. And Rick, on the card that we're using today, is it show as Richard Scott or?
Shows as Richard W. Scott. Hensco Contractors.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm assuming, is it to the 1810 Canal Lane, or is it to the other address, the 299?
Well, it's not to my address. It should be to the 1810.
Yeah, okay. And
address,
then,
unless it's my partner's address.
Well, we could try both of them.
It should be the business address, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't think we changed it, but.
No worries. And then, what kind of payment method are we using today?
It's a Visa.
Okay. Now, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. 4741.
Okay.
6580. 0451. 2647.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
727.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
741.
All right. Now, before I process any type of payment, I know you've been patient with me. I just want to make sure you're secured for the life of you being with us, okay? So I want to refresh the account a few times here because now you know I'm not lying, man. I want to make sure you're staying at that discounted rate. So give me 1 second. And we're looking good. Okay, so I'm only going to process the payment for $449. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So you're going to receive a text and an email. Whichever comes first, let me know. So that way I can directly show you your invoice of everything that we discussed is in there, okay?
Okay.
All right, it's processing now. It just went through.
Oh, there we go. Yep, I just got it.
Oh, beautiful. All right. And so did you get a text or an email? Which one did you get?
I got an email, and my phone just – I got both.
Okay.
I got both a text and email, yeah.
All right. So now, whichever you want to use, they both direct you to the same spot. But as far as if you're looking through the text, you can go that way or you can go through the initial
email. I'm on email but my text is on my phone, which I'm talking to, so, you know.
Okay, yep, that's fine. So on the email, open the one that says Local Splash's initial invoice.
Yes.
Okay. In there, there's a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms, something like that.
Subscription terms. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Click that.
Okay.
In there is going to have the breakdown of everything we discussed that's included. Take your time reading through it. Okay. If you have questions, concerns, I'm here on the phone with you. And there's also going to be additional things to show if you ever decide to go ahead and upgrade your package and things like that. There's a short description of those packages as well. But once you're done, at the bottom, there's a checkbox. It catches everyone. Everyone misses it. You just have to click that before signing or typing in your name, just how it shows on the card. Okay? But before you do that, take your time. I'm here with you, okay?
Okay. Is there a length of time? Oh, wait, here it is. I'm not supposed to now. It said a seasonal hold.
Mm-hmm.
During holds, there are no payments. Is there a length of time or like a maximum length of time that you can put it on hold?
Honestly, okay, that's a really good question.
It doesn't say it here.
As long as you communicate with our team to let them know what the reasoning is and be honest with them, you know, they're willing to work with you. I'm going to be real with you on that one. So if it's a season, then let them know ahead of time as far ahead as you can, and they'll make sure they put that on pause for you and keep it accommodated for that. Okay.
Right. Okay.
But again, it's just all about communication on that part then. Because you'd be going elk hunting again, right?
It's probably going to be 2 years before we try to do it every 2 years. You know, my wife isn't all keen about being back here in the woods alone for a week.
She's like, man, and you it can't just be
happens, it just, it, well, it just so happens that when I was away, well, you yeah. Say you're in where? You're in Harrisburg. Well, not in Harrisburg. Where did you say you were?
No, by Hershey. By Hershey.
Hershey, okay. So you know about the escaped convict that was down in Philly. Well, she's all paranoid about that. You know, she was paranoid, you know, he was on a movie, didn't know where he was, blah, 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 blah. You know, so so now I have to get some kind of security cameras and shit like that before I go away next time. So, you know. She was sleeping with a knife underneath a pillow. She was scared shit. Okay, certified that I'm authorized holder. Okay. Click here and type. Okay, I gotta type my... Okay, that came up, username and password.
Perfect. That's all you need to do. So on Monday, our team, when they call from that 877 number, they're going to walk you through how to maneuver through, because that's your dashboard, the tracking system I was telling you about. It is,
okay.
If you really want to stay on top of your A game and see the fruition come to play and everything for yourself, that's your best friend right there. Sometimes,
okay, so
I've even seen
this. Can I set this username and password now? Or?
No.
No.
The reason for that is because they want to show you how to maneuver through it. If you looked at it today, you'll see there's things still in development and things like that. We want to make sure it's set and ready
okay,
for
so,
you.
Okay, so when I talk to them on Monday,
yes, sir.
I'm not going to be near a computer.
Oh, okay. Well,
that
you can still do it on your phone too.
Be a problem?
No. This is going to be awesome
okay.
for Monday. You could do it on the phone. You could do it on the computer.
Okay.
Of course. Okay. Again, if you're like, hey, listen, I'd rather look on a computer and do this part here. Set that time up with them, and they'll do it there.
Wait. We're doing this on Monday, right?
Yeah, Monday.
Right. It was Monday.
Right.
I got my days mixed up. Monday. Okay. Monday, I will be coming home. I was thinking of my Tuesday schedule. So Monday, okay, I'm going to be down there. Okay, so I may be home by that time on Monday. So I will have a computer.
Okay, even better. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll be on the road because I'm going to be driving like 2.5 hours. So, okay, we're good.
Okay.
Okay, so I do nothing here. I'm done.
You do that. Yep, you're all set there, partner.
Okay.
I'm going to say this, and I told you I was going to say it from the beginning, man. Congratulations. Welcome to the family. All right, so.
Well, thank you. I just hope this is, yeah. I really hope it works.
I know it will. It's just a matter of us making sure we're communicating with you and vice versa, because you have specific things that we want to make sure we're exploiting that in a good way to your customers, right? You have a great presence, but it's just a matter of working the right people to do this stuff. And as you can tell, just from here, I kept all my promises, man, honestly. Pricing, communication on here, that dashboard I was telling you about, I wanted to make sure you see it. I wanted to make sure you see your invoice, everything. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it's a relationship that we're trying to build here for a long term. So that's important.
During our call on Monday,
mm-hmm.
what's going to be covered? And actually, you said you were going to send me something about questions. Was that on the first email?
It was the actions needed.
Where was that? Oh, pictures needed. Action
pictures,
needed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tools
and that's what I was telling you about. The more you have for that, the better for you to get it expedited. So you don't have to do all.
Now,
of it,
do they have? I mean, I have. What does it say? A business card. Okay, but.
Yep.
Invoice. You need an invoice?
Wait. Business invoice card. From some job. I mean, again, you don't have to do all of them. And if it is sensitive information, please do not put it in there. You can black it out however you want. But just want to make sure you're protected as well.
Right. I mean, business card, we have a business card, which we really don't like. But I can give myself a business card. That's no big deal. Business life insurance, that's easy. Do they need a copy of the license and insurance? Is that what they need? They need a copy.
If you can, that'd be great. Yes, sir.
All right. License, I have. Insurance, I'm not sure. I do. I have an insurance certificate that gets sent out to
that works.
People. That'll work.
Yeah, that'll work.
Vehicle
with
license plate. Okay, that I have. Tools and equipment, that's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Business registration. I think I have that. Workplace is simple because there is no workplace.
Yeah, you don't have
that's
to.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for customers to work in their place. That's what the whole problem is.
Yes, sir. All right.
We're looking for a workplace.
Sure.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, hey, with this, honestly, it's about, I don't know, I talked to a lot of people. You correct me if I'm wrong on this one for you, because they're each their own, but I did consulting or do consulting for other businesses too, and as a side thing here, and sometimes they do it backwards. They try to say, you know what? For example, I'm just going to quit my job and start a company. It's like, wait, what? how are you going to afford to live? How are you going to get expenses? What about major things that could happen? You know, it's like they don't take that baby steps, you know? And same thing for this, where it's like, okay, we're, you know, get a facility, yes, but you have to have that clientele. How are you going to get the clientele? Advertise, get your name out there, word of mouth, like, you know what I mean? So you're doing everything in the right way. I'm sure you're going to do fine. But, yeah, it's crazy that there's people out there that do a complete opposite. Now, granted, some make it, you know, but, yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, Rick, I appreciate you giving me a call back. And did you catch anything? You didn't catch anything or what?
No. First of all, it was very, first of all, just to give you a little bit of, you know, the success rate for an archery hunter in elk season is like 2%.
Yeah, really? Holy crap. Yeah. I did not know that.
Well, cover a lot. I mean, they cover a lot of territory. I mean, just to give you like a round thing, the area we were hunting, our outfitter is every outfitter, they only like allow so many outfitters per like, I'm not sure. It's like a zone, right? So the national forest that we were hunting in, our outfitter, his zone covers 450 square miles.
What the heck?
Okay. Not acres, 450 square miles. And that's all just wilderness. There's no house, that's all wilderness. And his territory, that 450 square miles, is only one-fifth of the area of the national forest.
Wow.
So there's a lot of land out there for elk to hide in and move in. I mean, and you know. They're a tough animal. I mean, they are. They're just very tough. And it was warm out there. It was warmer than it should be for hunting at this time of year and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, yeah. Yeah.
My niece does some archery, and I have mass respect for you guys on a lot of that stuff. Even if it's just a shoot, you know, but it's something that actually.
So she does archery what? She like target archery?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, does she really? Oh, cool. Yeah. But we do that in off season. I shoot competitively in leagues and stuff like that from like the second week of December until like mid-April.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a lot I got to ask you about. I could talk to you for a whole weekend. I did a lot of sports and things like that, you know, and I have mass respect for that, you know, especially on like Olympics and stuff like that. When I'm watching it, I'm like, that focus, you just feel it. I don't know. You're watching it, but you feel it, you know? So
that's, you know, the bows that they use in the Olympics stuff. I have three like that. Young stabilizers and competitively during the off season. Yeah.
That's wild. All right. Well, Rick, you know, it's been a pleasure talking with you and getting to know you, the company, and I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to go ahead and help your business even further as well too. You and I are communicating here. Please, I hope we keep that good communication with the team as well, so that way they're on the same page with you and making this rock and roll over here for you. Okay.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amazing stuff. All right, man. Well, Rick, we'll talk to you on Monday. All right. And again,
if
you need to reschedule,
again,
let us know. Yes, sir. You too.
All right.
We'll
do. All right. All right. Thanks.
Bye, sir.
Bye.